Hi, I'm Father Jeffrey Ott, pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm also a Dominican friar of the Southern Dominican Province in New Orleans, Louisiana. This is a recording of one of my Sunday homilies. I hope that you will find a bit of inspiration and perhaps a nugget of spiritual renewal to help you on the journey with Jesus. The story is told of a woman by the name of Janet who lived in a large community. And this is a story told by Father Henry Nouwen, now of happy memory. And Janet was one of the people who lived in the large community, one of the members of the community. And as we know, the large community is a community of both abled and disabled people coming together to share in communion and community together, helping each other on the path to God. And a powerful witness. We even have a large community in Decatur here in the Atlanta area. And so Janet comes to Father Henry and says to him, "Father, give me a blessing." And so Father Henry, being the good father that he is, holds up his hands and makes the sign of the cross, saying, "I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." A blessing. That's what she asked for. And that's what she got. Janet said, however, "I want you to give me a blessing." And she promptly walked away and left Father Henry mystified as to what in the world that Janet was talking about, because he had given her what she asked for, a blessing after all. Well, later on that day, after a prayer service, an evening gathering that they had every evening, Janet comes up to Father Henry, and he is dressed in his vestments, and she lays her head on his chest and wraps her arms around him and says, "Father Henry, give me a blessing." And he took her face in his hands and said to her, "Janet, you are a beautiful woman. You are God's beloved. I can see the light of God shining in your eyes." And Janet smiled a great smile of joy, of the warmth of love, and she returned to her place. And then, like water flowing, the rest of the community came to Father Henry for a blessing. And at the end of the line comes Mark, a member of the community, an abled member of the community, big, tall, strapping football player type. And he comes before Father Henry for a blessing. And Henry places his hands on Mark's shoulders and says, "Mark, you are beloved of God. You have the light of God shining in your eyes." And in that instant, huge tears flowed from Mark's eyes. The beauty of that story is found in the witness of blessing in belovedness. And we see at the end of the gospel today, this particular part of Mark's gospel, we hear the Spirit of God say over Jesus as he is baptized, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." And it's a powerful moment. It's a very dramatic moment. We can see there the dramatic possibilities with it, huh? Those of us who have a creative eye and like to create stories and drama and video and all of that, we can see this moment happening. And we understand the power of this moment because we, in some way, are called through our own baptism to that same belovedness. That's right, that thing that took place for most of us when we were 3 months old or 3 days old or a week old, or when we didn't know what was going on, or maybe we did. That baptism was a sign, a sacramental sign, a moment of God's grace shining down upon us and saying to us, for all of those around us, parents, godparents, family, friends, community, to witness and to hear, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter." And that's what we celebrate today in the baptism of the Lord. We celebrate that sacrament that is a sign of welcome, that is a sign of grace, of belonging, a sign of blessedness, that we, each of us, are God's beloved child. And notice that the Spirit says, "With you I am well pleased." Jesus had not done a thing yet, as far as we know, except grow up and perhaps learn to be a carpenter's apprentice under Joseph's guidance, and to be an obedient son under Mary's guidance. So it wasn't this stamp of approval for a job well done when he heard, "With you I am well pleased." And that's good news for us, church, because the reality of our belovedness has nothing to do with our identities as the world may see it. You know, we may be in the C-suite, the CEO. We may be a floor sweeper, a garbage man or woman. We may be a postal worker. We might be a DoorDash delivery person. We might be an Uber driver. We might be a young person trying to create a life for ourselves and not really knowing where we belong or where we find our identity. We might be among the millions of unemployed or underemployed. The reality, though, the truth of who we are is found in our belovedness as children of God. That identity that was there before we were even born, before our parents knew anything about who we were, before the world could get its hands on us and try to tell us who we are, before the world could distract us from our identity in Christ. We were beloved by God. That's who we are in our heart of hearts, in our gut, in our innards. And that's what we long to know each and every day of our lives. Wednesday, January 6th, will truly and rightly be called a day of infamy. January 6th, 2021. We saw the almost unbelievable depravity and injustice, violence, and downright evil on display. We saw full-blown white supremacy as expressed by a mob of domestic terrorists. It truly knocked me off course. And I'm not fully recovered yet, as I'm sure many of us are still wobbling and weaving from the awful display. And it was more than anything else, a display of people who believed the lies that the world told them about who they are and who others are. They believed the lies of us against them. They believed the lies about unfair elections or unjust election results. They believed the lies from our chief of lies, otherwise known as President Trump. And they demonstrated what believing lies can do. They demonstrated and highlighted for us why our identity as beloved of God is so very important. It's not so that we can revel in our uniqueness and our beauty and our loveliness before God, although that is true. Our identity as the beloved of Christ is so that we can be gift to others, so that we can identify and name and claim and bless our sisters and brothers, neighbors and friends, children, and all the generations, everyone we meet, strangers, so that we can bless them with belovedness, so that we could call forth from them, so that we can see in them their belovedness. And so create this beloved community, and so create this communion, and so create this dream of God for a world where we all know who we are, where we don't believe the world's lies about us, where we're grounded in our identity in Christ. Our challenge is to create space for grace in our lives. As the fear-mongering grows amidst many quarters of social media and our society these days, we're called to know our dignity as the beloved of God and to do what we must, to take a few minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, a quiet place, a quiet corner, somewhere, even if it's the bathroom, to connect with our Creator, to know and to breathe in our identity that we are God's beloved, just because we are, not because we did anything right, not because we did anything wrong, not because we hope to do something just because. Our challenge and path of healing is to create space for grace in our lives. The coronavirus rages on and will be raging on and on. The numbers of those infected rise every day. Unfortunately, the numbers of those needing hospitalization rise every day. Our hospitals are overrun. The pandemic is raging. It's now a twisting and turning, and new strains are believed to be in 45 countries. Creating fear. And so our challenge is to not get distracted and caught up in that, but to make a space for grace. Don't just do something, sit there and allow God's blessedness to wash over us. Our challenge is to create a space of grace and healing in our lives by understanding who we are. By understanding that we are blessed. Not even because of what we have or that things have worked out, although we like to say that, and that is true too. But just because we be, we are beloved, and we are challenged to share that belovedness. That's our ministry, that's our gift. We are gifted with belovedness so that we can gift the world. Janet wanted a blessing. She wanted to know her belovedness. And Father Henri was able to eventually understand what she really was asking for. And it's that thing we all want and need, to know, to be blessed, to understand that we are God's beloved children. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. To learn more about us, visit lourdesatlanta.org, or you can tune in each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time to our live stream. We have a world-renowned music program. We'd love for you to experience that. If you're ever in Atlanta, we'd love to see you. Lourdes is in the Old Fourth Ward near downtown. Until then, God bless you real good.